I'd like to welcome back to Triple J and to the country, the Hilltop Hoods. Hello, Suffer. How you going?
Very good, thank you.
And we have DJ Debris in any way going to be here today?
He's still downstairs in a literal sense, not a metaphorical sense.
We've been downstairs in a metaphorical sense while those songs have been playing. Because I was just talking to Kate O'Toole from Hack about this this gay zombie film, which has been refused to be exempt from classifications to be shown at the Melbourne International Film Festival. It's called LA Zombie. It's by Bruce LaBruce. Now, you're a fay with his work.
Yeah, he did Otto, another gay zombie film. This is apparently this director's lane. Is his
it's something that he's good at, I guess. In fact, Otto did quite well, I believe, in the gay zombie franchise market.
It was probably number one of the gay zombie charts.
As far as we know.
Yeah.
As far as we know. Now, we don't have to talk about zombies specifically, but you guys have got form, and we could talk about your amazing time overseas. Or we could talk about the fact that you guys are bringing out a zombie movie.
It's not a gay zombie film.
No.
But not that there's anything wrong with that. I think gay zombies should be afforded the same rights as heterosexual zombies. But ours is a music zombie film.
So describe how this is going to work. If you will.
All right. There's us. Mm-hmm. We do our tunes and we fight zombies.
Right. So this is going to be like so. And the doing your tunes, is that like in a live sense, like from your from all the shows you've been doing?
It's hard to describe. Here's the thing: when you say to someone, Debris just walked in, by the way.
Hey, Barry. Hello.
We've been talking about you. When you tell someone that you've done a zombie film, we haven't had to describe it yet because no one believes that we went and did it because no one believes you'd be that stupid.
But you have.
But we are, yeah.
Yeah, and you have. The Hilltop Hoods are putting out a zombie film. Why not? Why not? You've had chart-topping albums. You've had those albums done by symphony orchestras. Check. So what's you've toured the world, bringing Australian hip hop to the world. That's done. What else is there to do?
Zombie films. Debris didn't like zombies formerly. He wasn't a zombie fan.
I like them now though.
He likes them now.
I've been converted.
What was the moment that you converted to zombie films, Debris?
In the scene where I have supposed sex with a zombie is where I thought they were pretty cool.
That was
the scene? Short skirt zombie, right? It's not graphic. We're not going to have any trouble, I think, with, getting
classification.
I mean, Debris with his shirt off, that alone is a classification problem. So.
I'm talking to the Hilltop Hoods on Triple J. They're back in Australia. We'll talk about your live shows around the world. And Debris and Suffer from the band. Oh, your secret personalities have been revealed.
Bruce Wayne over here.
In the studio. You guys just got back from the overseas doing some pretty amazing shows.
I like that it's called The Overseas, by the way, Lindsay.
In capital letters. That's when Australian bands get to go overseas, because it doesn't happen that often. Right. It happens all the time. How was it?
It was great. It was amazing, except for half of it being cancelled and having to come home.
you're onto a D12, which is which is Eminem's posse, I believe.
Eminem's crew, yeah. And Bizarre got sick, and they had to cancel. So our tour was pretty much based around following them around Europe. So we had to come home.
And how many people are in the D12?
There's about three or four of them now.
Okay. So yeah. It's not like they could just get a new guy in Wu-Tang style to sort of switch
No,
it
they can't bring in Capadonna. No, they got Bizarre was sick, and I think it was like Conniver and Mr. Porter left, so there would have only been two of them. So.
All right. That is
fair enough. People get sick.
Yeah, of course they do. But people, I was looking on your Facebook page, people are very upset you didn't get to go to Germany to the other shows and stuff that you had booked.
Yeah, people were upset here that we didn't do the shows.
Stay away, guys. Oh, dear.
But, I'm like, people will get mad about everything.
They will.
but you did have some pretty full-on... I mean, you were doing three shows in 3 days in three different countries at one point.
Mm-hmm. It was good. We did Switzerland, played Frauenfeld, which is a hip-hop festival over there. It was good. And Tea in the Park in Dublin and Oxygen.
Ireland.
Scotland.
Cool.
Ireland. United Kingdom.
How does and everything goes fine? Like, were you the only sort of Australian hip hop groups on those shows?
Yes. No, we weren't. Earthboy was over there. We run into him.
Oh, right. Yeah, actually, didn't you guys play? You had competing shows in London one night.
Yeah, we played the same last Tuesday. We played the same night, but we joined the after parties together. So
that's good.
I think we scared the horror show boys.
Oh, they were there as well.
Wow. Yeah. They did support for us. They kill it. They smash it. I love those dudes.
And it's a good time. It must be a good time to be. I guess at the forefront of Australian hip hop, being that it's having such success overseas, that kind of stuff.
Well, yeah, success. You could call it success or mild interest, whichever your perspective is.
Was it mostly Australian people in the audiences, or was there like a wide range?
No, like Switzerland, Frauenfeld, there's only two stages, so mm-hmm. people have got nowhere to go. You're in front of them. There's no like side stages or whatever. But yeah, the Swiss are cool. We love the Swiss. We rocked that. I think there was probably only a couple of Aussies there. But when you play London, you know, that's when it becomes Botany Bay.
Flag bearers.
I'm talking to Debris and Suffer from the Hilltop Hoods. Can I just quickly mention, and I forgot to at the end of that song, breaking news for anyone who's into the AFL, Jason Akermanis has been dumped from the Western Bulldogs, apparently for some sort of breaches of trust or something.
He broke a promise.
That's vaguely the idea. Ongoing breaches of trust I'm not sure exactly. That's all we know right now. Look at that. Keeping you up to date with the news. I'm sure at 5 o'clock in 15 minutes' time, you'll have more. There'll be more information at Triple J News of why Jason Akermanis has been dumped from the Western Bulldogs. The thing I love the most about this is that when Hannah, my producer, chucked it up on the little screen so I could see it, she had written that Acker from the Western Bulldogs had been dumped. which I think is just brilliant. Suffering Debris from the Hilltop Hoods in the studio, listening to Triple J with the Doctor. A bunch of people on our Facebook page had a bunch of questions for you. I guess the main overriding one is, when are we going to hear some new Hilltop Hoods?
We'll get back to you on that one.
We've been heaps busy making our zombie DVD.
Hey, I'm all for zombie DVDs over new music. Don't worry, that's my yeah.
We want to do a record in 2012.
Really?
Yeah.
So that's like almost apart from the zombie DVD. That's like almost like a year off.
Yeah,
kind of thing. The older we get, the slower we get.
Debris sleeps in an iron lung now. He's just got too lazy to breathe.
My nickname is Garfield, for the record.
We call him Garfield because he can sleep anywhere and he loves lasagna.
Loves lasagna.
And hates Mondays.
Hates Mondays. For some reason, even though he has no day job, he just likes company. Yeah, hates it when everyone else goes to work.
Oh, that's great. You guys have, so apart from sleeping Debris in your year off and eating lasagna, do you have any plans for what you're going to be doing?
You're talking hoods-wise?
Yeah, hoods-wise.
Well, we've got tracks for the new album already, but, they're kind of in the infancy and we've got, it'll evolve. We're just focused on the DVD at the moment and after that we'll get more hooked into the next record.
Yeah, yeah. Someone was asking whether you decided to use any other names like Pharaoh Monch and stuff on the album. I imagine, it's a little far away for that kind of question to be answered.
We've got our wish list.
Oh, yeah? Who's at the top? Who's at the top of the Hilltop Hoods wish list for the 2012 album?
Wow. Who would be at the top? It's one of those things as well. If you say it and then they don't like you, it's embarrassing for you.
Yeah.
You know, like that girl at school, I really like her in front of everyone. And she's just.
And then you get awkwardly set up by your manager.
And she tells everyone you smell like old sandwiches. You're like, ah, shit, I wish I hadn't said anything.
Hey, Debris, you just mentioned you get awkwardly set up by your manager. Did this ever happen to you? You got set up with a girl that you liked by your manager?
Not by my current manager.
I think we're going to have to pursue this. Maybe that's what we'll do in the year off. We'll find out what you meant by that.
Yes, yes.
An entire year dedicated to answering one question.
The ambiguous question.
Hey, Hal from Coolism just tweeted me with a question as well. He says, ask the Hilltop Hoods if drinking another man's sweat has changed their lives.
Listen, we did not drink the sweat. The people drank the sweat.
Yes, the punters.
And it wasn't even our sweat. It was Precious. He's not here. He, for the record, for long story short, after our shows in Canada, got into the habit of wringing out his sweatshirt, soaked shirt, into a shot glass and paying punters to drink it.
It's very musty with chunks in it, for the record.
And people would actually drink it.
Yep. People would actually drink it. Mad people drink it. Heaps of them. We're going to have a section on our DVD of just people drinking Precious sweat.
It was all filmed.
It was all filmed.
My goodness. And then is this what turns them into zombies by any chance?
Yes. Nothing like 30 mils of DNA.
All right, we are going to now, the Hilltop Hoods are in the studio. We're going to listen to the zombie-influenced track from the last album. Let's have a listen to Parade of the Dead on Triple J, and there's a little bit of swearing in this, so sorry about that. If you are a bit offended, tune out for the next 3 minutes and 20 seconds. Hilltop Hoods on Triple J with the Doctor. On Triple J, that is some zombie hip-hop from the Hilltop Hoods, Parade of the Dead off State of the Art, and that's the song that inspired the upcoming DVD.
Yeah, well, it's a song that inspired a T-shirt, and then when we saw the T-shirt, we thought, oh, that'd make a good movie cover, and that inspired the movie. So it's a song that inspired a T-shirt that inspired a movie.
Brilliant. The Hilltop Hoods are in on Triple J with the Doctor. Now, you guys, apart from this DVD, you guys are just going to lay low.
No, we're not laying low. Like, we're going to make tunes and that, but it just takes us forever, doesn't it? So we're not... Yeah, we're just,
right,
you know. I will get there.
Well, thank you very much for coming into Triple J and letting us know what's been going on. Parade of the Dead comes out in October, the DVD?
October, yeah.
October, an actual DVD/hip-hop film. not just hilarity backstage or any of that stuff, actual acting.
Actual zombie film, with acting and actors.
Awesome. Thanks, dudes.
Cheers.
Thank you.